I'm your host, travel correspondent Tom Wilmer. Come along with us today to Los Alamos National Labs in New Mexico, where we'll visit the Bradbury Museum with director Linda Deck.
Please join us as we visit with Linda Deck, the director of the Bradbury Science Museum at the Los Alamos National Labs. Hi, Linda.
Hi, Tom. How are you doing today?
I actually tried to come here in 1978, and I could not find the labs.
I'm so glad you found your way here. We are no longer a secret city or a hidden city. We really like people to know about us here in Los Alamos, so I'm glad you made it.
So here we are at the Bradbury, and this is not the writer Bradbury, another Bradbury museum.
So that usually is the first question. Ray Bradbury? Mm-hmm. No, not Ray Bradbury. Norris Bradbury, who was a scientist during the Manhattan Project here and became the second director of the laboratory and pretty much shaped what the modern laboratory looks like today. Actually, this museum was his idea, and so it's fitting that it's named after him. We're so happy to be the public's window to Los Alamos National Lab. Like I like to say, you know, we're a national nuclear security laboratory, and we can't be a tourist destination. We can't say, y'all come on up and drive around and see what we do, but we do want the public to know the good work that we do and appreciate it, and so that's why the Bradbury's here to tell that story.
Let's go back in time for those who don't know, Square One Manhattan Project and how Manhattan got to be in New Mexico.
The Manhattan Project was that project during the war to create a nuclear weapon for our defense. It started in Manhattan, New York. That's why it's called the Manhattan Project. That's where the headquarters was. But there were installations all over the United States, notably Oak Ridge, Tennessee, where uranium work was going on, Hanford, Washington, where the plutonium works were. But this place right here in Los Alamos is probably the best known because it was the site of Project Y of the Manhattan Project that was designated as the place to design and develop the first atomic weapon.
Top secret.
Yes, it absolutely was. And, you know, it's fascinating. By the end of the Manhattan Project up here on the Mesa, there were over 3,000 people working here. The word never got out that people were up here and what they were doing. It's just an amazing bit of good wartime patriotism and security to keep that secret.
Let's move into today. What's happening at Los Alamos National Labs? You are doing some incredible genomic testing research, and tell us what's going on here today.
You know, it's really fantastic that we have this system of national laboratories across our country that does basic primary research to forward our understanding of science and then build technologies. Because we've got terrific facilities and terrific capabilities in materials research, in understanding fundamental physical forces, and also our computing capabilities are basically second to none.
Well, the second smartest computer in the world right here?
We broke the petaflop barrier with our Roadrunner about a year and a half ago, and a petaflop is a million billion calculations a second. As you said, we do climate change modeling here. We do genomic work here. We've got a very good, rigorous program here on understanding the evolution of the HIV virus. And you can only do that kind of work when you do have big computing capabilities to run those big data sets.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting that on one level, where the funding comes from and what the point of the exercise has to do with national security, has to do with bioterrorism and preparedness. So you guys are really a defense agency, and yet the end result, just like a lot of things that came out of the Vietnam War, helped common man, the greater humanity. Tell us about some of the spin-offs of the defense work going on here.
Right, you've absolutely hit it on the head. One of my favorite programs that we've got going on here, well, material sciences, basically just the elements at their most deepest level is something that we do here. Our physicists, our chemists, our material scientists do great work. We've had a program on superconducting materials here for a long time. So our program to understand those materials, develop new combinations of materials, how do you work with those materials? How do you lay it down in a flawless fashion so that it can be used? We work out those basic kinds of questions, and then we push it out to the public sector so it can be commercialized and you can use those technologies. And those technologies are being used right now in demonstration projects on this continent and across the world.
Very, very cool. Let's come back to the museum. Mm. You have all these different little tentacle rooms with different things going on. Tell us what somebody would see and experience here.
So when you come into the museum, you have your choice where to begin the story. Like a lot of people, I'm a chronological person, so I like to start my visit with the history. And so we have a history gallery that has an extensive treatment of what was going on politically and scientifically in the 1930s that pretty much conspired to create a Manhattan Project, that fission had been discovered, and the Germans certainly had that knowledge, and we ought to be working on looking at those materials as well. And so the Manhattan Project was started, and that gallery tells you that entire story from the scientific side of it all the way through what was going on in the entire Manhattan Project, what was going on here at Los Alamos, the people who were involved, and what happened to end the war. Our defense gallery picks up the story, picks it up notably with full-scale models of Fat Man and Little Boy, which were the products of Project Y, and then goes on and shows you other projects that we worked on when we were asked to continue understanding nuclear materials and how they could be used for our defense. And then our job today, which is called stockpile stewardship, looking at our stockpile of nuclear weapons, assessing them without nuclear testing. Remember, we've been abiding by a ban for a long time, so there's no critical testing. And so we employ our facilities, our capabilities to use various kinds of tests to ensure that the stockpile is safe, secure, and reliable. And then our third gallery looks at basically all those other things that we do in global security, in the bio threat research that we talked about, looking at HIV and anthrax, energy security, different kinds of energy strategies that we're looking at and problems that we're solving in wind energy, solar energy, geothermal energy, nuclear energy. And then we have a hands-on room called Tech Lab, where you can try your hand at a lot of different activities that simulate the kinds of things that a scientist must use to approach a problem and figure out what to do next.
And these are hands-on that a kid would enjoy as much as an adult.
You bet. This is a museum that we know that visitors from 9 to 90 can enjoy.
Los Alamos intentionally is way off the interstate. You don't just drive through the area. You have to want to come too. Who comes here?
Tell you what, our visitors are really an international audience. We have over 80,000 visitors a year to the museum. And yes, they do have to find their way up here. That's why it was cited here back in Manhattan Project days, because people couldn't get up here very easily. 60 to 70% of our visitors all year are from outside the region and are coming in. And so we see them from across the United States and internationally. In fact, we have a contingent coming here from Russia, from our sister city, Sarov, in Russia, where their national laboratory is. And they're visiting here on Friday.
Cool. Linda, we're out of time, but this has been absolutely awesome. For further information, if somebody wanted to go to your website or contact you,
www.lanl.gov/museum will get you to our website. We'd love to have you visit.
Thank you, Linda.
You're very welcome, Tom. Thank you.
We've been speaking with Linda Deck, the director of the Bradbury Science Museum at Los Alamos National Labs in New Mexico.